Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Finance and News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel. This is the show. With no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. This show, you know, one of the things that we love about the show is we get to connect the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, I never take for granted that you are here. You could be anywhere. So I thank you for joining me. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. National Backward Day today. That is the celebration. So I think I am going to go backward to January 27th. That would be National Chocolate Cake Day. If you can go backward, why not take advantage of it? Go where it might be. That is just the concept that I would be throwing at you right there. Just a thought for you. We'll think about that.
What's the big idea?
Yeah, we got a little bit of a big idea there. So we're going to run with that one. We will check it out. How about the markets? Let's see what the markets are doing today. We'll check that one out for you as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average caught up most of the losses. It was down early today. Now it's down only 11 points, maybe 10.5 points. Oil up. It's continuing its upward trend. It is now up $1, flat $1 per barrel on the oil market. That doesn't necessarily mean a whole heck of a lot in Taxifornia, because we will continue charging more than almost every other state in the union for gasoline. $2.259 is the national average of gasoline, up again from yesterday. Taxifornia, $3.227. Missouri, $1.90.7. And I guess there was an article in the news yesterday. Apparently, some of the oil companies raised the gas, some sort of a gas surcharge, 20 cents a gallon. No one knows exactly where that money is going. So that was a bit of news. If you didn't check the news yesterday, that was out all over some of the major stations, checking on where the mystery gas surcharge is in California, in Taxifornia. Always above the national average, the surcharge 20 to 40 cents a gallon. Yeah, that's a bit of a painful number, right? Are you paying too much for your gasoline? Right now, the difference is $1 a gallon from the national numbers. You saw that already. So we're going to continue watching that one for you. We're also watching and seeing what are the bond market, what's the stock market, what's the mortgage market doing. All of that is in play right now. So we're watching those as well. I did notice this morning they came out with the Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage interest, 4.46, pay a half to get it. Got to have exceptional file for that. That would be a single-family home, 40% or more down payment, 750 or better FICO score. Just a thought right there. That's that mortgage. We'll talk more about that in the mortgage minute. Hey, let's check into the daily briefing, see what's going on in the news. President Trump is criticizing Virginia Democrats for a proposed bill that would ease restrictions on late-term abortions in that state as well. Trump, in an interview with the Daily Caller published Wednesday, predicted that recent comments about the bill are going to lift up the whole pro-life movement like maybe it's never been lifted up before, unquote. Trump commented on a video of Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran that recently went viral, in which Virginia's House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert questioned the delegate about when an abortion would be permissible under her legislation. The Virginia bill would eliminate the requirement for second trimester abortions to happen at state licensed hospitals and reduce the amount of doctors necessary to determine the need for a third trimester abortion. Fascinating how this story is growing. New York started the issue that you can basically have an abortion for any reason up until the time of delivery. Think about that concept. I'm just hoping that they don't get to the point of saying you can have an abortion anytime until the age of majority. I'd hate to see 17-year-olds being able to be aborted, but that might be where we are heading right now. House Democrat invited an illegal immigrant who was fired from the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, to President Trump's State of the Union address next week. Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, Democrat from New Jersey, announced Thursday that she extended the offer to Victorina Morales, who lives in her district in Bound Brook, and since being fired has become an advocate for fellow illegal immigrants. In a statement, Coleman blamed Trump for the recent partial government shutdown stemming from his demand for border security funding, which led to a delay of the State of the Union address to February 5th. I hope that in his State of the Union address, Donald Trump will finally acknowledge the real face of immigrants in this country. Ironic enough that he's the one that's been pushing for the DACA reform and to give them a path to citizenship. It is the Democrats who don't seem to want that, won't seem to negotiate over it, won't seem to come to the table at all on that as well. President Trump to meet China trade negotiator in the final days of the talks. The United States President Trump will meet China's top trade negotiator in the Oval Office on Thursday for a high-level talks, with little indication that Beijing will bend to American demands to deepen economic reforms. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will lead a second and final day of negotiations with Chinese Vice Premier Liu. He, the highest level talk since Trump met Chinese President Xi Jinping on December 1st and declared a 90-day truce to reach a lasting deal to end the trade war. President Trump is scheduled to meet Liu at 3:30 p.m. That'd be 12:30 here in Taxifornia, according to an email of his schedule from the White House. Moving right along, 72% in a poll think Trump and Congress will fail to reach a border deal. Does that surprise?
Surprise.
That doesn't surprise anybody that they'll fail again. Democrats don't want to do anything other than obstruct. I wish they would come and just agree to the things they've voted for in the past. Do you feel bad? I mean, we're here in California, in Taxifornia. I'm just wondering if anybody feels at all sorrowful that we're thinking about rain, we're thinking about cold, we're thinking about the weather, what it's going to be like for the Super Bowl. I'm looking, it's 58 degrees right now here in Anaheim, Taxifornia. But boy, we've got this polar vortex. Thought Chicago was at minus 20, minus 30, something like that. Deep freeze enveloping the Midwest and temperatures plunging Wednesday to rival some of the most frigid spots in the world, triggering widespread closures of schools and businesses and the canceling of more than 1,600 flights to and from Chicago's airports. U.S. Postal Service even took the rare step of suspending mail delivery across the region. The United States Postal Service announced that no mail will be delivered in parts of Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Fascinating. You don't see that happen very often where the mail gets suspended, but boy, it's cold out there. And you know, I'm just looking at it. I think it's cold in here as well. So we're watching the weather. Going to be some rains anywhere in Southern California, wherever you are in the sound of my voice. So we're going to be watching that part of the news story as well. We watch a lot of the news things, the news, what's happening, to keep you posted on that. We like to do it to determine how it's going to affect your money. And yes, we did come. We've been talking about this. We do have our new budgeting app. Bring all of your information into one place, safe and secure. It is a read-only site. You cannot do any modifications in there. So you could build a budget. You could save money. You can watch your plan come to action, but it's not going to allow you to make modifications. You'll have to call whoever your financial advisor is or go on to that industry's website to tell that. But great news was we see the interest rates dropping and people watching what is going on. Great information there. Good morning. Glad to see some of our friends here on the broadcast this morning. Deborah, good to see you. Sergio, good morning to you. Zach, good morning. Cindy, Tina, Carol, Angela, glad to see all of you with us this morning. And a very special happy birthday to Dr. Bill Janoschak. It is his birthday today. No, he's not 21. He might be just a little bit older than that, but he is a great chiropractor here in North Orange County. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, do you know how much your home has increased in value? Why you shouldn't want to get a big tax refund? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star has the programs and the products that are in your best interest, saving you money. That's the idea with Gold Star. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 13 points, almost 14 points. Watching these markets for you. The 10-year Treasury, let's check that one out for you as well. That's down 6 basis points, 2.64 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. We're also watching the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Going to be a volatile day today. Today is the big day, so we're going to be watching that closely because tomorrow is the jobs report. With the jobs report coming out tomorrow, that means we want to lock in any interest rate we possibly can today before that volatility. Now, that jobs report is going to be a fascinating report just because we don't know exactly what we don't know. See, we've got the government shutdown. How's that going to affect the jobs report? Could be skewed one way or the other by a significant number. So we want to really be careful of that number. But we're, you know, the Fannie Mae bond has been doing well for us. So we'd like to try and get as much as possible. We'd like to try to get some of these issues out of the way, get them out of play. Yesterday, the Fed left the interest rates unchanged as we expected and said they will be patient to use inflationary pressures and global economic developments. Fed Chair Jerome Powell actually said the word, quote unquote, patient 8 times during his testimony. The Fed removed the language, quote, further gradual increases, unquote, and said that the case for hiking has weakened. Additionally, something new in the statement was, question, muted inflation pressures, unquote. All good news. Those are all good news for our items within the mark interest rate world. Art Cashin pointed out a key was commentary that cross currents would continue for the foreseeable future. Traders assume that if cross currents were to continue, the Fed would continue to pause. The Fed statement and comments were viewed as very dovish, good for the market, the bond market anyway, which helped stocks rally. Cash, one of our reporters, Art Cashin, also pointed out that after a rally on Fed Day, the stock market has a tendency toward a mild pullback. This should help bonds continue to edge higher. The highly anticipated personal consumption expenditures, PCE report, which is the Fed's favored measure of inflation, was delayed due to the government shutdown. The employment cost index, which used to be old Fed Chair Greenspan's favorite measure of inflation and measures compensation of workers, was up 0.7% in the fourth quarter of 2017, slightly below or from 2017, up 0.7% from the in 2018 from 2017. That's easy for me to say. Slightly below the 0.8% expected. Easy number. I mean, all these numbers getting you. Initial jobless claims, they came out this morning. Filing for unemployment benefits for the first time showed that there were 253,000 claims last week. The reading of 253,000 was 53,000 higher than the week prior, which was revised to 200,000, 33,000 higher than expectations. Could have been due to the Martin Luther King holiday, might be some of those adjustments that are in there. So we'll continue to watch that for you. And again, like I said, the idea here, lock those interest rates in if you have the opportunity before the close of today, whatever that is for your specific lending institution. Don't want to get caught up in a Fed, in a employment number, especially when we've seen such good stuff coming along over the last few weeks. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Tax time is going to hit everybody. 15 tax tips for 2018. Tax laws aren't what they used to be thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed in December 2017. You don't need to sweat the new laws, though. Most happen automatically. Your biggest worry is to ensure you don't try and take the same deductions you took last year if you itemize, and to understand how you might be impacted. To that end, we offer these tips to help you navigate the new tax laws and make filing on April 15th as painless as possible. The new tax bill. Yeah, I know they want the Republicans say it's for the middle class. The Democrats say it's only for the rich. And here they are, you and I, sitting here in the middle. The bill polarized Americans, but it's done. What next is to understand what changed, what you need to know about, how those changes affect you, and file your taxes. Tip number one, find out if your tax bracket changed. Under the new tax laws, income tax brackets have changed. A tax bracket is the range of adjusted gross income you fall into. AGI is the money you actually take home and have available to use, your income minus health insurance premiums, retirement account contributions, and so on. The tax bracket you fall into determines the percentage of your AGI that you pay in taxes. If you find yourself in a different tax bracket because of the new laws, hey, there's nothing you can do about it for the for the taxes you pay in 2018. However, if you find your bracket has changed so you end up paying more taxes in 2020, you might want to change your withholding. That way Uncle Sam will keep more of your money during the year, so your tax bill come 2020 will not be as high. You won't have to send as big a check. Number two, the bigger standard deduction might lower your tax bill. The standard deduction is a dollar amount determined by your filing status, married, single, married but filing individually, head of household, or widower with a child. The amount gets subtracted from your AGI to decide your actual taxable income. For everyone, the standard deduction pretty much doubled for the 2018 tax year over the prior year. Married filing jointly, $24,000 is your standard deduction. That's going to help a whole lot of people. If you usually claim the standard deduction and don't itemize, this change should help reduce your tax bill. A couple extra tips. The change makes it more important to weigh whether itemizing is more advantageous with the higher standard deduction. More of us may come out ahead by simply taking the standard deduction. If you're married filing separately and your spouse itemizes, you have to as well. Number three is tip. Don't plan on the normal personal exemption on top of your bigger standard exemption. The personal exemption, which was $4,050 in past years, gone. So you won't get it in addition to your larger standard exemption. Even so, the larger standard exemption still exceeds the previous standard and personal exemptions combined. So you come out ahead. Tip number four. To itemize, your itemized deductions have to exceed your standard deduction. Whew, that means you're spending a lot of money. If you're used to itemizing, this one might bite. What it means is that if you file under the single status, you have to have itemized deductions that exceed $12,000 before you can itemize and save any money. But if you have less than, if your standard deduction was only $10,000, you just go with the standard at $12,000 and you don't have to even worry about it. Tip number five, if you do itemize, your medical deductions may add up to more. If you had high medical costs last year, it may make itemizing more beneficial, assuming you have enough to deduct. Taxpayers used to have to spend 10% of their adjusted gross income on qualifying medical expenses to take a deduction. The new tax law lowers that percentage to 7.5%. That means you can deduct more of your medical bills if you decide to and can itemize your deductions when you file your 2018 taxes. Number six, don't worry if you don't have health insurance in 2018. Under the Unaffordable Care Act, if you didn't have consistent medical insurance in 2017, you had to pay a penalty at tax time. The new tax law did away with that penalty. Item number seven, your kids get twice the credit. Child tax credit increased and more. The credit is refundable. The credit lets you reduce your federal income tax up to $2,000 per qualifying child. The credit was previously up to $1,000. A tax credit reduces your tax bill directly as opposed to a deduction that reduces your AGI. So a $2,000 credit reduces the amount of tax you owe by $2,000. You can qualify for the credit if you've earned just $2,500 in income for the year, and there are a lot more items available on that information as well. Tip number eight, if you itemize, charitable contributions amount to more. In past years, the maximum donation deduction for charitable contributions was 50% of your adjusted gross income. Under the new tax law, you can deduct up to 60% of your adjusted gross income for charitable donations. The key here is that you can benefit if you can itemize. Tip number nine, if you're buying a home and can itemize. If you're buying a home and took out a loan before December 15th, 2017. You can deduct the interest you pay on that loan from your taxes if you can itemize. Deductible interest is capped after that for loans up to $750,000. Tip number 10, if you moved, you can deduct your costs. You can't deduct your costs anymore. You cannot deduct those costs. Under previous tax law, if you had to relocate for a new job, you can deduct any related expenses such as movers, gas, and more. This deduction is no longer be available now, though. So even if you itemized in the past and took a deduction for moving, Can't do it anymore. Tip number 11. You may save if you're married filing jointly. The marriage penalty no longer exists for couples who make less than $60,000. What that means is that if you both have the same income and file jointly, you can now file with your combined total income and you won't likely end up in a higher tax bracket, which will lower the taxes you owe. With the 2017 tax brackets that were smaller than the new brackets, the marriage penalty drove many couples filing jointly into higher tax brackets and therefore a higher tax bill. And the marriage bonus still exists with the wider brackets for 2018. If you and your spouse make different incomes, filing jointly with both your incomes won't likely push you into a higher tax bracket or a higher bill. Tip number 12, don't try and deduct alimony this year. The TCJA eliminates the alimony deduction. With the deduction, ex-spouses paying alimony could deduct that payment from their taxes and lower their taxable. Ex-spouses receiving alimony were taxed on alimony received as income, but at their own tax bracket, not the ex-spouses. Both of these provisions have been eliminated. Spouses no longer deduct the alimony, but ex-spouses receiving alimony don't have to claim them as income either. Again, make sure you talk to your professional, find out how that affects you. Tip number 13, if you're not so wealthy, taxes won't hurt any less or more. While most people's tax brackets have changed, those in the lowest income bracket aren't affected that much at all. So if you fall into this group, your taxes will be about the same. In fact, many of them, since you're not paying any taxes, how do you get it any lower? Just a thought for you. If you are wealthy, except that taxes won't hurt as much. We know this one will be a tough tip to take, but you'll make do. The skinny, because the tax brackets are now different for those in the top tax brackets, are now lower as well. Tip number 14, if you invest, you may get to keep more for yourself. The new tax law decreases capital gains taxes for all but those in the highest income brackets. The decrease is a result of a shift in how the capital gains income thresholds line up to the new tax brackets. They actually don't line up at all. Instead, line up with the previous brackets, which means you can make more income, pay less in capital gains than you would previously. So, if you're someone who benefits from capital gains, and many Americans do, then you'll keep more of your investment for yourself. And tip number 15, consider a tax preparation service to help you ensure you get it right. I've told you this many, many times. Make sure that you use a service for these things. There are a lot of idiosyncrasies. Just remember, you got to be on the lookout for yourself. No one else is watching out for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, do you know how much your income has increased in value? How much your home has increased in value? Why you shouldn't want to get a big tax refund? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Get your household board of directors in order. And, hey, you can get on that budgeting tool, mbelinks.com, M-B-E, MaryBoyEdwardLinks.com, /budget. It is free. It accumulates all of your holdings into one spot. It is read-only. It's a great, great tool for you. Just go in there, fill out a little form, and bring in any data you want. Again, mbelinks.com /budget. Do you know how much your home has increased in value? Last year, we saw headlines about a possible housing market bubble.
You know better than that.
And many wondered if Americans still felt confident about the value of their homes. Recently, the 2018 House and Home Study revealed, quote, homeowners with mortgages have seen their home equity more than double. 2011. Yeah, we're kind of excited about that one as well. Increasing to a record-setting $8.3 trillion in 2017. The average homeowner gained $16,200 in home equity between the second quarter of 2017 and the second quarter of 2018, according to the latest release of CoreLogic's Home Equity Report. I'm going to suggest that they're using national numbers. Your numbers are probably significantly higher. Since 2011, home values have increased significantly throughout the country, with prices rising by 5.1% in 2018 alone. When surveyed, homeowners revealed the top four reasons why they felt their homes had increased in value. Number one, desirable location. Number two, improved national economy. Number three, improved local economy. Number four, home inventory in my area. As we can see, not only does the data show that homes have appreciated, but homeowners also believe they know why. Many have taken advantage of this opportunity to use their newly found equity to sell their current house and move up to their dream home. Think about this one. I just did this exercise with a family. They had a 3.5% interest rate. They had several other debts, just like most of us, car payments, credit card payments, et cetera, et cetera. We bundled all of that together, put them into a 5.5% interest rate, yes, 2% higher, and they're saving over $600 a month. It's saving over $600 a month getting a higher interest rate. And the suggestion is keep making that same payment and cutting that down. And I think the payoff was going to be 18 years. A 30-year loan paid off in 18 years because of making that higher payment, but lowering some of the other debt numbers. 2019 will be a good year for homeowners that still want to take advantage of their home equity. CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will increase by 4.8% by the end of the year. Bottom line, if you're a homeowner who would like to find out your current home value, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We can chat about what the models show, and then we can also chat about what the numbers might be when we put you in touch with one of the real estate professionals. We've been getting a lot of inquiries lately. A lot of real estate professionals are getting out there and helping the listeners to Ron Siegel Radio either get on a plan to buy a new house or get their home sold. I'd say about 30 to 40 people a week now are starting to reach out to us at Ron Siegel Radio to help them with their housing needs. And as you know, I do lending. I do not do any of the other parts of it. Let someone else that knows more about that do it. That's just the idea there. Again, real-time real estate, put together your household board of directors, text ATP to 79564. We'll also get that budgeting tool, mbelinks.com/budget. Now, here's an issue that I hear all the time, and this is a fascinating one to me. And it's hard to get people to understand that you do not want a big tax refund. I know some people like the idea of saying, you know something, I got a big refund and I'm going to go have fun. Well, isn't that special? All it's telling the world that understands this is you don't have a handle on your finances. You don't mind lending people money at no interest, and you can't save. So what it basically says, because when you have a large tax refund, unless you're getting the earned income tax credit or something along those lines, but the issue there is that you have your standard deductions or your withholding is set inaccurately. You need to increase your deductions so that it minimizes your withholding, so you don't get a big refund. The government does not need your money. They borrow everybody's money. You're just giving them yours at no cost. Does that make sense to you to lend your money out? Put it in the bank, even at 0.5%, which is not a good investment. But even at 0.5%, you're better off than giving it to the government for nothing. So every season, people rush to file their return as soon as they can, so they get a big, fat refund check. Does that sound familiar? If this is the pattern you've been in, you need a reality check. Think about that. Nearly 112 million refunds were issued last year, with the average refund being about $3,000, according to the Internal Revenue Service. What would a check for nearly $3,000 mean in your life this year? You could use it to pay down debt, take a vacation, or fund your retirement. We'd like to suggest another alternative for next tax year. How about making it so you don't get that big chunk of change in the first place? As weird as it sounds, that's actually my hope for your wallet. I'd prefer you get no refund at all. If you are getting one, it means that you've made an interest-free loan to the government and your money has been working for them, not you, all year long. People often gripe that Uncle Sam already gets too much of their money. Why give them more? Sure, a lot of folks try to justify their tax refunds by saying it's a way to force themselves to save money. I don't buy it. I agree that saving money is a valid concern. I believe there's a better way to accomplish that goal. Just set up a split from your check so part of it goes directly to those accounts. That way you don't have to worry about it. Another consumer champ's preferred alternative. Let's say you typically get a refund of $1,200 every year. Try reducing your withholding at work by $100 a month, then have your bank or credit union automatically transfer that $100 into a savings account. You'll never see the money. You won't miss it. But the end result is that you'll build your savings or an interest throughout the entire year. In fact, got a list of high-yield online bank accounts that'll pay you in excess of 2% right now. If you want that, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Just talk to your human resource department or payroll specialist at work to reduce your withholding going forward to make sure you're close to even Steven as possible. The IRS has a withholding calculator to help you decide just the right amount of money to have held out of every check. This will help ensure that you meet your annual tax liability but prevent you from crossing over into refund territory. There's another reason why bringing your refund down to as close to zero as possible makes sense. Criminals won't have any refund money to steal from you. Having too much money held out of every check in anticipation of a big refund makes you a more attractive target for tax return identity thieves. Last tax season, the thieves were actually exploiting loopholes at companies to get access to bulk downloads of W-2 income forms so they can file as you and steal your refund. If there's no refund, nothing to steal. Just a thought again for you. Again, give a call. Get on that budget system, mbelinks.com/budget. Check it out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why you shouldn't want to get a big tax refund. The IRS announces a tax break for everyone, an estimated tax with penalty waiver. So we'll talk about that. Retirees share their biggest regrets, and we'll see what else we come across. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRE NMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest. This one is brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Got it wrong. 62 years of age or older, got a little bit of equity in your property. Reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. We're going to just check that out for you and get the information. It doesn't really matter, the whole concept for you. It does not matter whether you're dealing with a reverse mortgage or wanting one or not, or understand it. You got to explore it. That's the whole issue, is explore it, get educated, and then find out if it makes sense for you, for your family. The IRS did announce a break there this year. There's going to be a moratorium, which is actually good news for everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about that as to what they are up to. You don't always hear that from the IRS, but tax break for everyone, an estimated tax withholding waiver. Nobody likes paying the IRS, but there's something even worse than paying taxes. How about paying a penalty on top of your normal tax liability? Just because you had too little money held out of your check during the year. Fortunately, the IRS is giving you a break this year. The passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act December 2017 had an outsized impact on your take-home paycheck. With the sweeping tax overhaul came new tax tables designed to instruct your employer how much money to withhold from your paycheck. The goal was to make sure you were in compliance with the new law. Unfortunately, projections show around 3 million people had too little withheld from their paychecks in 2018. That's according to the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office. The IRS understands there's still lingering confusion about the tax law. That's why the IRS had decided to waive the penalty on estimated taxes this year with one big caveat. Historically, you had to have at least 90% of the tax shown on the current year return paid, or 100% of the tax shown in the prior year paid to avoid penalty. 110% if your adjusted gross income was greater than $150,000 married filing jointly, or $75,000 as an individual married filed separately. But because this is the first year the taxpayers are subject to new provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the IRS is making an exception as a one-time courtesy. The agency is lowering the withholding threshold by 5% for this year only. So any taxpayer who had at least 85% of their total tax liability withheld during 2018 won't have to pay an estimated tax penalty. Quote, we realize there were many changes that affected people last year, and this penalty waiver will help taxpayers who inadvertently didn't have enough taxes withheld, unquote, according to IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig in a recent statement. This one-time pass gives you good opportunity to check your withholding in 2019. There is an IRS paycheck checkup tool, easy for me to say. Give me a call if you want that link. Make sure you're having enough withheld so you don't have to pay the penalty next year. The IRS notes that the waiver computation for this year will be integrated into commercially available software. So you get a little bit of a break there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have a, if you're 62 years of age or older, hey, how about buying a house with a reverse mortgage? That is an option as well. You can actually buy a home with a reverse mortgage. It's one that a lot of people don't understand, but it is there. Just a thought for you. Try to get you as much information as we can. Tax season can be a little bit daunting to people. We've had a couple of tax people in. We're going to have a few more of them coming soon to continue our discussions this year. Saw this as a very fascinating story. Retirees sharing their biggest regrets. Retirement is often depicted as a golden phase of life, but the reality of retirement doesn't always shimmer. More than half of retirees have retirement regrets, according to a 2018 study by Global Atlantic Financial Group. Whether you're in retirement or looking ahead to it, there are lessons to be learned from those who entered this. Failing to make a detailed financial plan, that is one of the biggest regrets. You want a free financial plan? MBELinks.com/budget. Or you can go text RSR, Ron Siegel Radio, RSR budget to 79564. You get a free planning tool. I don't do the planning. That's not my world. I deal with debts and liabilities. But that tool is there for free. Not setting goals for retirement was the second one. Retirement provides an opportunity to do what you want to do, but you also need to figure out what you want to achieve in retirement. So you've got to have that plan. Counting on working until age 70 is another biggie. Shortly after turning 60, one of the respondents said he was granted tenure and promoted to associate professor, but his dream job didn't last due to health problems. Worsening sciatica in his leg coupled with diabetic nerve damage in both feet made it clear to him that until he turned 70 was not going to be part of his opportunity. Just a thought. Losing touch with adult children is another one that they talk about frequently. Experiencing social drawbacks of early retirement. What are you planning on doing in retirement? Not focusing on what really matters is another big one. Failing to embrace a slower pace. Not starting a second act career sooner. All items that retirees share as their biggest regrets. Underestimating the risks of retirement. Holding on to stuff instead of memories of experiences. All of those are items there. So if you want to get that budgeting tool, it's free. MBELinks.com/budget or text RSR budget, no spaces, to 79564. You can get that budget that way as well. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We ask you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can get the replays of the broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com, in the archives. Got about 600-700 shows in there right now. You can check that out. Today's will be posted by first thing tomorrow morning, or you can go on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, and remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Strong, make it a hurt.